So Sheila, you've been to Kenya. What were you doing there?
I was making a documentary in the Tsavo National Park for my postgraduate course at Cambridge.
When's the best time to visit the park?
January and February are good, but you should avoid March and April as this is the rainy season. Since my spring break is in March, I had to get special permission to travel a month earlier.
Is it expensive to enter the park?
Not for the experience you get. A day ticket to the park is $50 for adults and $25 for children who are under 15.
Tell us what you did in the park.
The first day we went searching for a waterhole to see the elephants, which are the park's star attraction. On the way there, we spotted herds of magnificent giraffes running across the huge green land. We came across some lions at sunset and took some great shots.
Did you experience any difficulties?
Well, the roads were bumpy and we had to replace flat tires several times, and so we lost track of the animals we were filming. The temperatures dropped when we arrived, but it was very dry, so people complained about the dust. Personally, I didn't mind the red dirt in my eyes and mouth.
What did you like best?
Well, I was impressed with the contrast we saw in the park. There are savannas, forests, lava rocks, caves, and finally Mount Kilimanjaro, which was a special treat for most. The exotic animals and plants are beyond compare, though.
Thank you, Sheila.
Now listen again.
So, Sheila, you've been to Kenya. What were you doing there?
I was making a documentary in the Tsavo National Park for my postgraduate course at Cambridge.
When's the best time to visit the park?
January and February are good, but you should avoid March and April as this is the rainy season. Since my spring break is in March, I had to get special permission to travel a month earlier.
Is it expensive to enter the park?
Not for the experience you get. A day ticket to the park is $50 for adults and $25 for children who are under 15.
Tell us what you did in the park.
The first day we went searching for a waterhole to see the elephants, which are the park's star attraction. On the way there, we spotted herds of magnificent giraffes running across the huge green land. We came across some lions at sunset and took some great shots.
Did you experience any difficulties?
Well, the roads were bumpy and we had to replace flat tires several times, and so we lost track of the animals we were filming. The temperatures dropped when we arrived, but it was very dry, so people complained about the dust. Personally, I didn't mind the red dirt in my eyes and mouth.
What did you like best?
Well, I was impressed with the contrast we saw in the park. There are savannas, forests, lava rocks, caves, and finally Mount Kilimanjaro, which was a special treat for most. The exotic animals and plants are beyond compare, though.
Thank you, Sheila.
That is the end of task 3.